Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 30th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 113 years ago, today in 1911. The first Indianapolis 500 automobile race was run in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it was won by Ray Heron in about 6 hours 42 minutes. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's rainy and feels like 57 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:13, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:10. It looks like we're in for some rain and thunderstorms today, before noon, then a chance of rain. Mostly cloudy with a high near 62 and wind of 7 to 10 mile per hour. Chance of rain is 60%, with amounts between a half and 3/4 of an inch. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 51. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 5 a.m., with the low tide just after noon. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday and Saturday will be sunny and warm, with highs in the low 70s. Sunday will be mostly sunny and even warmer, with a high near 79 degrees. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 80. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston City Councilor Aaron Murphy criticized Mayor Michelle Wu's proposal to allow 11-year-olds to vote on a $1 million youth budget, calling it tone-deaf. Murphy argued that children lack the maturity to make significant financial decisions. Mayor Wu's plan aims to increase civic engagement among young people, but it has sparked debate over the appropriate age for involvement in budgetary matters. The initiative is part of a broader effort to include diverse voices in the city's decision-making processes. Now on to sports. EA Sports College Football video game returns after a hiatus due to legal issues over name, image, and likeness rights, also known as NIL. The new game includes NIL in its Road to Glory mode, allowing players to navigate brand deals and their impact on stats, while avoiding academics-related penalties. However, NIL isn't part of Dynasty Mode's recruiting, replaced by brand exposure. EA opted for this approach to avoid outdated features amid evolving NIL regulations. The game also incorporates the transfer portal, reflecting real-life college football dynamics. Future versions may address revenue sharing in collectives. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road lost to the Orioles 6-1. And tonight, the Red Sox are at home to take on the Tigers. In top news, 432 Park Avenue, once a prestigious address on Manhattan's Billionaires Row, is embroiled in a major lawsuit over alleged construction defects. The litigation has led to significant price cuts and increased sales activity, with many units being sold at a loss. Some real estate agents are avoiding the building due to its unresolved issues. Despite these challenges, High-profile sales continue, and some believe the building's reputation could recover once the legal disputes are settled. The situation highlights the complex dynamics of luxury real estate and the impact of legal battles on property values. In business news, Palantir has secured a $480 million contract from the U.S. Department of Defense to develop the Maven smart system prototype aimed at enhancing military data analytics. The contract, set for completion by May 2029, will utilize AI to streamline target identification and intelligence analysis. While the project aims to improve efficiency, it has sparked controversy over ethical concerns regarding AI-assisted warfare and minimal human oversight in strike decisions. Palantir has yet to comment on the award. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is $68,000. Ethereum is $3,800. And Solana is $168. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. BYD has unveiled a groundbreaking hybrid EV design that allows cars to travel over 1,200 miles without recharging or refueling. This impressive range surpasses many traditional gasoline cars and positions BYD ahead of competitors like Volkswagen and Toyota. The new technology will debut in two sedans priced under 100,000 yuan or $14,000, making them among the most affordable long-range plug-in vehicles. BYD's innovation could significantly boost hybrid and electric vehicle adoption, offering a practical solution with fewer stops for refueling or recharging. And in entertainment news, Sony Pictures Entertainment CEO Tony Vinciquerra remains optimistic about the future of cinema despite current challenges. Speaking on a conference call, Vinciquerra attributed the slow box office recovery to competition with streaming, COVID-19 disruptions, and last year's strikes. He expects a resurgence in the second half of the year, starting in July with a series of big film releases. Vinciquerra highlighted the upcoming Bad Boys, Ride or Die movie, which is tracking well so far, and expressed confidence in other films like The Garfield Movie and the next Spider-Man installment. He also noted that Deadpool and Wolverine could be a top-grossing film of the year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the first investor in Facebook, co-founder of PayPal, and founder of Palantir, Peter Thiel. He said, "It's good to test yourself and develop your talents and ambitions as fully as you can and achieve greater success. But I think success is the feeling you get from a job well done, and the key thing is to do the work." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.